have a lot of listeners who hate listen, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe someone called me a Karen because of the way I acted about that. I think you'd catch me and then spin me around and
– yeah, I bet.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'Em Steve Dave. Hey, Q.
Hello.
Hey, Walt.
Yo.
And some people have been wondering. I see it on online once in a while. Why has Get'em been so silent lately? The reason is he sets up and he never puts a mic out for himself.
Isn't it because people have asked for that for nigh a decade?
Yeah. See, some people like him, though.
Well, I like him.
Yeah, some people like him.
Well, I'm sure there'll be waves of Get'em.
There'll be more Get'em here and there. Yeah. You want Get'em, you got to go on Patreon. Then you get more Get'em than you can shake a stick at.
He's smart, though, because if he stays away for a while, that makes people want him even more.
Mm-hmm. They forget.
Yeah. It's why he's the smartest man in podcasting. He knows when to step back for a little bit.
Yeah.
For 6 months.
To make the demand grow. So when he does come back, when he throws out a clunker or two or 10, people are like, oh, well, at least he's back.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. All right.
They're more readily able to dismiss some like stupid shit he says or misinformation he fucking drops.
I bet you there are people who miss hate listening to Get 'Em for sure. You know, they're like, I wish you would come on just so I could hate him more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of listeners who hate listen, I think.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Fry's still here.
Keep listening, though, guys. Any day now, it'll be exactly what you want it to be. Keep spending your life listening.
So I got a big choice to make this weekend, Q.
What do you got? I'll help you with it.
All right. Thanks. You're a good helper. I'm going on a road trip.
Ooh.
For a couple days, the 5th anniversary is coming up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, August
25th.
It's
in my calendar. I didn't notice him.
So I'm like, well, maybe we'll recreate the trip to Maine that we took right after the wedding.
Okay.
And then I looked at how long it takes to get to Maine. It's no short drive, man.
No.
Like for some reason, I thought it was like 6 hours.
Well, didn't you drive it the first time to get there?
I did, yeah. But
he was all in love and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that hearts in his eyes.
Oh, that gas tank was fueled with love.
Yeah.
You didn't stop once.
You have to fill up for gas.
We floated all the way to Maine.
Now you can't even float out your driveway.
Yeah. Oh, he looks – nah, not today.
Have you guys left the house this summer?
We have a couple times. Not much, but a couple times. Usually it's to go out to lunch or breakfast. One or two.
Yeah.
But as far as like going like, hey, let's do something, I think the county fair was the last thing.
Okay.
And that was like 3 weeks ago.
That's nice though, county fair.
Yeah.
Getting back to – you know, to things that people now dismiss as kind of not cool.
Right. It's Americana.
Yeah.
And people don't like that.
Yeah.
There's been a backlash against Americana, Q.
Aren't we in the backlash to the backlash, though? I thought we realized that those people sucked. And everybody was like, oh, no. No?
No. So, so I think I might go to Maine, but I'm thinking, do you know of anywhere that's like north of here that's a little bit closer that you've gone to? I know there's Boston, but like.
What vibe are you looking for?
I think sort of a laid back, maybe coastal vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how much you've been on the eastern seaboard here.
Well, Maine, but I mean, what would you do in Maine? Like when you got to Maine, what were you looking at?
We were just looking to get pancakes.
Yeah.
Some blueberry pancakes and, go see Stephen King's house. That's pretty much what we did.
Because
it's like night. Like, you know, you've been there, Walt. You know, it's beautiful everywhere.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. We just did two shows in Bangor last year.
Oh, yeah? Did you do anything while you were there?
I went to see Stephen King's house.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. He doesn't live there anymore. It's like a museum he's turning into or his archives, I think. Mm. But there's a good restaurant there that I could look up for you. It was good. But in terms of like – I mean, I wouldn't go all the way up there just looking at how Stephen King used to live.
Again, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Niagara Falls?
I think Niagara Falls is a little bit closer, a little bit. We've been there.
Why don't you do Nashville? Do something like
that's a real far
fun.
Ride.
Nashville?
I don't know.
That's a far ride, though.
You could do it in one day. Get him how far – look that up, buddy.
He'll be exhausted when he gets there. Then he won't be able to do anything.
How long do you think is the limit on what you would want to drive to Nashville?
It would be the same as Maine. It would be like 9 hours.
Nine hours. Okay.
And even then, it's like that's 2 days either end in a car.
Yes.
You know? If I can take the whole 9 hours anymore.
I mean, that's a lot of love to fill that gas tank to get you all the way to Nashville.
Yeah, that was 5 years ago. If this was 5 years ago.
13 hours.
We go to Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah. Well, what about – all right, we got
14 hours, okay.
So why not a plane? Why not hop on a plane to Nashville?
I don't know. It's not as romantic as
a road trip.
But it's over in 2 hours.
That's true, too.
Then you could be making love in hour four.
$103, is that Spirit?
Spirit seems
dangerous to me.
Delaware? What about Delaware? Fighting. Delaware's got some nice
Greendoor factories.
Rehoboth Beach.
Oh, there you go. United. 2 hours, 2.5 hours. $117 round trip. It really is. Maybe I'll go to Nashville.
Oh, there you go, dude.
All right.
Honestly, before I even did Nashville, I would do something like Raleigh or Charleston.
A
real southern, like, romantic vibe, city, Savannah.
I know she wouldn't want to do it, but I was like, I'd like to go look at some, like, Civil War type shit, you know?
Yeah.
Some of that old school stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I would like to do that.
Wow, you've crossed over into that age, huh?
Yeah, I'm one of them now. one of the gray hairs.
Fascinating to me. I don't know.
Oh, my God. There's nothing less I would like to see than a Civil War museum.
Oh, really?
I walked past a maritime museum on my cruise. And people that I was walking with were like, made the move to walk towards the door to even inspect it. I was like, no. No, thank you. I am not going in a museum, especially one about fucking maritime.
Wow. We went to a maritime museum down in Key West, man. It's cool. Like all the plunder and shit.
The shipwreck museum.
The shipwreck museum.
I love that. I've been there many times. I'm actually – it's funny because we wrap season 12 next week. Very, very fucking excited. We have the wrap party that night. The next morning I get a plane to go to Key West. I'm like, fuck it. I'm getting right down there. Going to do some
– not wasting any time.
And on my list of things is like – man, I really want to go to that Rails and Sails Museum there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was so looking forward to it. I was like, oh, trains and boats. This sounds so nice. So I don't know. Well, maybe we're just hitting that age, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't need to see a piece of fucking driftwood in the shape of a fucking Ben Franklin's head or something.
Why not?
What else are you looking at?
And some netting.
Yeah.
A lot of netting.
But the stories are cool. Like the stories about how people used to like turn out all the lights so the ships would crash.
Yeah.
And then they could go and like, what was the law called? Do you remember the law?
Wrecking?
The wrecking law?
As long as you save the people on the ship, you could take the contents.
You could take the stuff in the ship, yeah. And like a lot of these ships had like gold in them and stuff. Yeah. So I would purposely crash them.
Well, I had read something new about it the other day where they said they would take a light and put it on a donkey's saddle, a donkey's saddle, and have it walk along the shore so it looked like a boat was sailing along the shore. And so the boats would head over that way. And then they'd be like, here it is. Let's go get our fucking cotton bales, boy. Feed the animal a carrot. Like real scumbags.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's a way to make some money, though.
It was.
It's not illegal, you know, technically. But one of us was on a boat this past week.
Yeah?
Walt Flanagan.
That's right. He was on the cruise ship.
On the poop cruise.
On a cruise to St. John. When last we met, I was in a bit of a funk about my masculinity.
Yeah.
Like my volumes, my levels.
Yeah.
You must have pepped up after you saw those Photoshops of you looking masculine.
I don't think the cruise did anything to help me feel more masculine. There's a couple of things that happened that made me feel more feminine than ever.
Oof.
Yeah, there was this – we did – there was not a lot to do on a boat, and we were – we had to resort to filling the time by doing things that we normally would never be – haven't never even considered doing, like doing a trivia contest.
Right.
So we went down to do the trivia contest, and it was like a name that tune for cartoons.
Oh.
Cartoon themes.
Your wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. And and I have Frank with me, who's he's a bit younger. So he has that era where I got out of cartoons. Mm-hmm. And then I have that era, you know, where he wasn't even alive yet. So we are fucking – we're getting everyone right.
Wow.
We're in a bar too. It's a bar situation where mm-hmm. everybody's sitting at a bar who's playing, and they're teams. And they're teams of like four or five people. And all of a sudden, the song – because you have to write down the song when you hear it on a piece of paper. And we're supremely confident that we're 10 for 10 out of 20 so far. Then track 11 plays, and it's the theme to the 67 Spider-Man cartoon series.
You should know
and
that.
They only
one.
Play
Slam
it for
dunk.
A second, and I knew it immediately.
Yeah.
But the whole bar was like in a tizzy. Nobody knew it. So I'm sitting there like fucking the Cheshire Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm the only one at this fucking – in this bar that knows what this is.
Yeah.
And somebody says – makes a complaint, yells out to the guy who's running the trivia contest or the name that tune that they should strike that song because it's too hard and nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
And he's – and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, should I throw that one out and do a different one? And they're like, we're going to throw that one out. That one doesn't count.
Did you step up?
I did. In a way that had people, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe someone called me a Karen because of the way I acted about that. Because I said that I should not be penalized.
Yeah. For knowing the answer.
For knowing the answer. I said, I know the answer. Why on earth would we strike?
How many people are playing, would you say?
70.
Ooh, that's a pretty big group of people.
It's a group – like they're groups of five, six at all these tables.
In the moment, are you like, whoa, whoa, whoa? Or is it afterwards?
In the moment,
can I see the manager of the bar and the game?
In the moment, I start off thinking it's not – they're really not going to strike. I think he's kidding around.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like playing around, kind of like, you know, not being serious. But then as he plays the next fucking track, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. We're really – fucking throwing that one out that I know because I'm the only one that knows it, I go. And I heard someone say, like I heard someone at the other table, I heard say, we got a Karen.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if he was talking about me, but I'm the only one who's complaining.
Yeah, if you put two and two together.
Yeah.
So I was so fucking annoyed, when, especially when the next track came up and that we didn't know it, that I cheated. And then when we had
– Yeah.
Well, I kind of got up and got a tissue and I looked at somebody else's paper. Uh-huh. And I came back and I was like, I think it's a – I don't know what it was. Something new too, uh-huh. Something new age, like fucking Adventure Time or something. I don't remember what it was. It was something that I would be well after my time of watching cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
So we cheated on that. And then when it came time for – to do the tallying – we again had to – I lied again because I was so mad that we got 20 for 20.
That's what you said you got?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
but we really only got 18 though. So just because I was so mad, I was like, I deserve the prize for what they did.
And what was the prize? What'd you get?
It was a keychain.
Oh, no.
What was on the keychain?
The Royal Caribbean.
Oh, God. You go – even if you did go 18 for 20, it's worth more than that. That's hard shit. Naming
– Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, from cartoons from fucking 40, 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah. My brain was bleeding at times because I was like, oh, my God, I know that. I would, like, I just had to sit there and just like block out everything. I was like inside my own head. Like nothing else existed. I was in a room like by myself just like watching TV at like 7 years old.
Right.
Trying to picture that fucking.
And somebody beat you.
No, I won.
How'd you win? You won.
I cheated, yeah.
Oh.
No, they didn't. No, when I got robbed of the Spider-Man fucking tune, I was hell-bent. And especially when someone fucking – I heard the word Karen being lobbied around. Yeah. I was like, all right, asshole, I'm going to win. Now, if that's the way it's going to go down, I don't have – and I don't feel any guilt for doing it.
Do you think you genuinely won though? Like let's say they cancel each other out, the one that you got, the one you cheated on.
Do you remember when the Patriots were accused of taking the air out of the football?
Oh, sure. That's when I lost all respect for them.
But do they still own that Super Bowl trophy?
Yeah.
Okay. I own that fucking keychain.
Proudly.
I'm not arguing with you.
I mean, I won, though. Everybody, as far as everybody knows on that boat, knows I won when I
right, but what
away.
Do you think really happened? Do you think that somebody had more than you? Somebody had 19?
Well, I know they did.
Oh.
Because they got the answers right that I got wrong. Oh. And I cheated and said I got two. I got them all right when I only got 18 out of 20 right.
Oof.
Yeah.
Is he a winner?
Being called a Karen, though, it doesn't help your –
mood.
Well, it doesn't help you feel more masculine though.
No, I guess it wouldn't.
No, you're being feminized. You're being reduced to like a complaining woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A shrew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then the next day I had to run back to my cabin because I didn't feel like carrying around my my cup. Where you get assigned a cup and you could bring the cup everywhere and it works at the soda machine and you don't have to pay for soda then.
Nice.
I don't feel like carrying it around, though.
But okay. But didn't you used to go to the mall with that little sippy cup?
That was mall rats. That was Kevin Smith saying, I did that once. And then all of a sudden, Kevin made it sound like I did it every time we went anywhere. But and plus, that was a Dixie cup. I could throw it away when I was done. This is a giant fucking cup with like some sort of space age technology that allows it to be read by the soda machine.
Oh, like a chip.
Yeah, there's like a chip in it.
Wait. How many keychains did you get for winning?
One.
Where's that keychain now?
I, in a fit of rage later on in the night, I just threw it.
Home threw it overboard.
It's a whale's blowhole.
Wow, that's not cheap. $40 for two cups.
That's on eBay. There's a what can you do with those cups? You can't go on the boat and use them again. You can what those souvenirs? Well, anyway, so I'm going back to my cabin.
Yeah,
and I'm the only one that goes back. Everybody else stays because we're getting ready to go watch Saturday Night Fever, a Broadway esque kind of play about Saturday Night Fever. I don't feel like carrying a cup, so I'm walking down the hallway. And I'm the only one in the hallway. No, just let it ring. And okay, we'll go get it then. I don't know if I caught that.
Expecting a package. He just sat there though. Shit. What does one do?
So I'm going down the hallway and there's this group of maybe five teens, Asian teens, four boys and a female, and I don't know what they're doing, but they look like they're up to something. They're acting weird, but when they see me, they start acting very animated and they have very thick accents. They're speaking English, but it's very thick, and they start going bro, and they want to give me a high five. And my radar is off. Something's not going on. I don't know what these kids are doing in this hallway, but they're acting weird. So I don't give them a high five. And then they start going, oh, that's not cool. That's not cool. No high five. That's not cool.
I'm hearing it in Ming's voice as you say.
And I'm just looking at them like I don't even say anything. And they're like, whoa, I can't believe it. You're going to leave me hanging. But again, it's not as clear as that. It's kind of broken. It sounds very – there's a big, thick accent.
What country is the accent from?
Asian. And as I walk away, they say something about – now, either it's fart guy or fall guy.
One is much funnier than the other.
And the way that they're all laughing –
I know which one I believe. I choose to believe it is.
But the way that they're all laughing, it has to be fart.
Yeah.
Because when one guy calls me fart guy, they all start laughing. So, but I didn't fart. I don't know why.
Because whatever country they're from, that's an insult. That's like translated to like fuckhead to fart guy. Oh, that's amazing.
So I turn around, and this is like, okay, if a masculine guy
would take on these teens.
So it's like, yeah, so like my masculine side of me is screaming in on one side of my ear. It's like, all right, it's fucking go time. Let's go fucking Bernie Getz on these fucks.
Yeah.
Where's my screwdriver?
Yeah, okay. I got that face on. You know, I go, like, what the fuck did you say? Yeah. And then they keep going, but they start laughing again.
Oh, no.
This is getting worse.
I was unprepared for this.
That's what my feminine side is like. You know, they're just kids. Chill out.
They're going to kick my ass. Yeah.
They I'm might afraid. Know Kung Fu.
All five of them.
And so then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go report it. I'll go right to the fucking captain and I'll be like, I want these fucking animals put in the brig. I want them to spend the rest of the fucking cruise on the brig acting this way and ruining my vacation.
Fart guy indeed. Fart guy, will ya? Fart guy, should I?
So I just shake my head like, all right, assholes. So I go put my cup in my room and I come back out and they're not there. But when I get to the
– So they know what room you're in now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So I get to the elevator. They're there again and they're like, oh, fuck I. Fuck I back.
Why didn't you just high five him?
Because I don't know. They felt like they were immediately from the get-go. They were ridiculing me from the instant they saw me.
Okay.
So I get back to Deb, Frank, and the Mrs. Five, and I start telling them like I'm fucking furious. I said I'm going to fucking go report these fucking scumbags, and I'm going to even say maybe it's a racial incident.
Oh, a hate crime.
Because they targeted me because I'm an old white guy,
old round guy.
And my wife is like, well, the show is about to start. I go, let's just watch the show and calm down. And she was right, though. After watching like in almost 2 hours of, dudes disco dancing in polyester pants, I was fucking calmed. I calmed down.
Oh, no.
It was a fucking great show. It was awesome. We could get hit with sweat beads. We were so close to the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frank got there like 2 hours early. We know that they're these people on a fucking boats, man. They're animals when it comes to
it's no joke, man. Like the chairs, the chaise lounges by pools, people are up there at like 6 a.m. putting their towels on them and shit. Yeah, it's no joke on these cruises.
So, by the time the show is over, my anger had subsided a bit and I didn't even mention it. I just let it go.
Then you tell everybody what they said to you? You didn't tell Deb and them?
What, fart guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought it was funny. They didn't think they didn't think it was
as offensive as you did.
Yeah. Well,
it's easy for them to say. They're not fart guy.
But I don't even know why. It's like I didn't – there was no noise that emitted from me that would make them – give them any indication that I had farted in front of them.
Which somehow makes it funnier.
when they yelled at me, fart guy, I was so far away from them. They couldn't possibly have heard. I was way down the other end of the hall, so they couldn't have, smelt anything.
So you're maintaining. Nothing emitted.
Nothing. Mm. Absolutely nothing. I don't know why they would, reach for such an outlandish claim that I had farted in front of them.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been something lost in translation. They were trying to call you something else, and it came out as
I thought, like I said, maybe it's the fall guy. Maybe they think I look like Lee Majors, but
– could be.
I doubt from the way they were fucking falling all over themselves laughing that it was –
sounds like
Fart reference.
Guy, yeah. Do you ever see him again on the boat?
No, I did not. They're lucky too, because I would have fucking
like captain. Captain. Not only was I cheated at the game last night, today.
Yeah. Oh boy. I said so. Yeah. So I didn't walk off that fucking boat feeling more masculine than I walked on.
Yeah, I thought you were coming back with a pencil mustache with a new attitude.
But then in the shower, it fucking washed off. So then I was like, oh, I got to fucking draw this on every day.
Oh, I thought you were really growing one.
Like, it's easier just to fucking draw one in.
Pencil it in.
I see.
Yeah, like eyebrows.
Right, right. Is it though?
Will it look real?
I mean, for you guys, it might be hard, but for me, I draw a little bit. So
no, but I mean,
drawing two lines on my face is
all you
got to
do
second.
Is shave less, though. for a few weeks.
Yeah, but you have to get a special kind of razor. I looked on, I did a YouTube video how to maintain a pencil thin mustache, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's no joke.
No,
it's like a fucking lifetime commitment.
Well, get him to figure it out. Then you can come in here and get touch up every day.
Oh, I saw that, you know, Bud Light, they had a couple of missteps with Dylan Mulvaney back in the day. But
you're talking about it worked out for him.
Bud Light?
Didn't it? Didn't that go over really well?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They wanted to lose $20 billion. Yeah. But their brand suffered. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
But it's back.
Yeah?
Have you seen the commercial?
You talking about DeRosa's?
I'm talking about Joe DeRosa, the man they're depending on to bring back Bud Light.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Shane.
It's Shane Gillis.
Yeah, it's Shane Gillis. But yeah, Joe's in the commercial.
Yeah, Jane's like a beer. Joe's like a beer sales. Oh, have you seen it?
I haven't seen the commercial.
Oh, okay.
But I saw this guy with another guy who's all tatted up, and the joke is that no one's allowed to drink beer in a real beer commercial, and so they do a countdown to when they could drink a beer, and then it goes black.
Nice.
I don't know who the guy is. I think it's a musician, the way he's all tatted up.
Oh, yeah.
That he's with the comedian guy you're talking about, though.
He's with DeRosa?
No.
Or Shane Gillis?
Yeah. Oh,
okay, okay.
They're like sitting in a driveway on beach chairs, and the joke is, did you know that you can't drink a beer during a beer commercial?
Mm.
And then they're like, and they start to do a countdown, and then they got right before they take a drink, it goes to black.
All right.
All right.
I haven't seen it. Shane Gillis, what a turnaround, huh? Going from like, because you're like, oh my God, I got on Saturday Night Live. Oh my God, they kicked me off Saturday Night Live immediately.
Oh my God, everybody hates me.
Yeah, everybody hates me.
Who's that
guy? Racist.
Post Malone.
Is he a singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Q Show.
Yes.
It's great. He's got a lot of tats.
Oh, yeah.
Nice guy, too, I hear. Is that true?
One of the nicest guys I've met.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the industry. Super nice guy.
Think I should go tat it?
Yeah, I think so.
Why not? Eyelids?
No, why don't you just do like a sleeve?
Ooh.
Start. That's my plan.
Then I got to get the shirt off.
Nah, just roll the sleeve up.
Yeah, just roll the sleeve up. Or go like Maxwell style. Cut all sleeves off your shirts.
Sleeve is a big commitment. If I just do something small behind the ear.
Like a
but
heart.
Then nobody can see it.
Peace sign.
A pentagram.
Now, all right. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to put a heart.
Put a pentagram behind your ear does what? You can't even see it. Like you
what
don't.
Are you talking about? I just, as soon as I turn my head a certain way, they're like, holy fuck.
No, I mean,
that
you
dude's
can't
a Satanist.
See it.
Huh?
You don't want to see your own tattoo?
I don't need to see it. I know it's there.
All right.
Yeah. I know.
So you're getting it for other people, not for yourself.
I get a little 666 maybe on behind the other ear.
I think you should definitely
where Damien
do
had his 666. Was that on a skull?
That was on a skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere.
Okay, I'll get that too.
I think it's a great idea. I think you should do it. I think you should absolutely do this.
Is satanic imagery still – to me, it has never lost its
– I know.
Its macho-ness.
I think everything's cyclical. I think that that very soon we'll be back in the place where people are like, that guy's dangerous. He's got satanic imagery. Okay. I think we're almost there.
Upside down cross.
Yeah.
666.
You got to do it now, man. Because the older you get, they're like, that guy used to be dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what we got here.
You have to have the big Kiss news.
Big Kiss news?
Yeah, you don't have the Kiss news on there?
I don't
there?
Have any Kiss news.
Kiss
although
news?
I feel like I did hear Kiss news.
Trump nominated Kiss.
Oh, yes, yes.
For the Kennedy honors.
I did hear that. Yeah, that's while you were away, right?
Yeah, and Stallone is also being honored, is making the great. I don't know what the Kennedy honors are. Is that like a Hall of Fame of some sort?
I think so, yeah. Hey,
isn't it just like a culture? I don't really know.
Cultural awards.
Isn't it just like you're important? Like how they put you in, you know, they put movies in that. The registry
mm-hmm.
for preservation. Like they're saying like this is important to America.
Or this is an important work. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's like that.
So I think KISS
like
is
Library of
it.
Congress.
Yeah. Maybe it's something like that.
Stallone.
Hey, man.
The weird one is fucking Gloria Gaynor. Now, I think I may be wrong, but I think she only had one hit. I Will Survive.
It's the only one I recall.
I don't know how you can't nominate. If you got to nominate a chick, and I'm sure that's what it was, you know, there was no other girls besides Gloria Gaynor. Mm. You got to have a girl up there, I would think. I would think you could find somebody who has a more
– like the library's a little more
– impressive library than just I Will Survive, though. Stallone.
That is an iconic song, though. Like that's Stallone, that's an anthem.
That's an anthem.
Yeah.
That's an anthem.
It's kind of crazy that Stallone doesn't have it already, if it isn't indeed the honor that we've just sort of decided it is.
Now, listeners cannot stand when we talk Trump. They hate it.
We're not talking Trump. We're talking
– Well, I do have to give – I don't like to do this, but I heard – following this announcement that Trump demanded that only the original lineup for Kiss show up that night. Like no of the replacement members are going to be there. It's just Peter, Ace, Gene, and Paul.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
I feel like Biden couldn't pull that off. Like Biden couldn't bring Kiss back together, the original lineup back together.
I mean, I don't think Biden could wipe his ass in the end.
But even at the beginning of his term, I don't know if he had the mojo to bring Kiss, the original lineup, back together. They hate each other.
Is this happening? Like you know this is happening?
Yeah, the original lineup is going to be there. And Trump said that if, you know, either the original lineup or no nomination, I heard. And Kiss.
And they're showing up?
Kiss was like, all right, we'll bring the original lineup.
Huh.
That's big. That's like bringing peace to the Middle East, I would think.
I guess.
On a certain level. Like a smaller level, but still.
Yeah. I mean, with Gene's ego, I'm surprised that he would let anybody tell him, like, what's what.
Right.
So it takes a bigger ego.
Do you think, though, it's the sign of being accepted by, quote unquote, the man, and it's not rock and roll to get this kind of award, though? It kind of undercuts everything about rebellion and rock to be recognized by the man.
Well, they're old, so, you know, I think you could give it to them. But also, like, you nailed it. Like, people hate Trump. So what's fucking thumbing your nose more than taking this award off the president that people are all
– the ultimate rebellion?
Yeah. They're like, oh, your panties are all in a fucking wad about this guy. We'll go accept the award from them. And that, like
– yeah.
In your face.
But I feel like once you get these – it's like getting knighted by the queen like McCartney or Elton John. I feel like it kind of takes away your rock and roll cred. When you get accepted by the snooty royalty and fucking the president of the United States. Because in 1976, when Kiss was on top of the world, I don't think Jimmy Carter – was Jimmy Carter a president or was a Ford?
In the 70s, Ford then.
Well, in 76 when they were on top of the world.
76, that would have been
when they were the most,
that would have been Carter.
When they were like the most dangerous thing on the planet.
Yeah,
like,
I believe that would have been Carter. Like
spitting blood and people breathing fire. They wouldn't get nominated for this.
Nah.
No, not a chance. But now.
Well, because everybody, like even your mom knows, oh, yeah, Kiss. I know Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the longevity of it that they have now and the fact that they're not dangerous anymore.
Right, but I think that's what makes – if you want to get that dangerous aura back,
you think decline. They want to get that dangerous aura back?
I would.
Or you think he wants to sell more fucking bullshit with his face on it?
I don't know. But yeah, I was shocked that they would get tabbed for this honor, though.
Yeah. There's you don't feel that way about Stallone. Stallone, it's like,
I think Stallone has a lot to consider, too, about accepting it.
Why? Like, what do you mean?
Because like, and once you go up there and you got to hear – and Trump is going to be emceeing it, I heard.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard. I read. I didn't hear. I read that he's going to be hosting it.
Really?
I feel that you're going to have to go up there and glad hand him, and you're going to – just like with our audience is – you know, half seemingly sounds like more than half despise him. So if we say anything even remotely, even if it's just in passing, if there's not even – it's not flattery or taking them down. It's just even the mention, like, really –
Well, people have to fucking relax a little.
They're furious.
Yeah.
They're furious.
It's not good for you, man. It's not – like, he's the president. That's just the way it is. It's not good for you to get furious at us.
Just mentioning
because we mentioned him in passing. Yeah, like even I'm not that angry. Calm down. Jesus Christ.
But conversely, you guys could just ignore them and not worry about it at all.
That's our listenership. I want the listenership to enjoy every second of TSD. Like every fucking millisecond, every half second is pleasurable.
It's a roundabout way of saying don't get him a mic anymore.
But like Stone has to worry about though having to be given a blowjob by the president, right, on stage, like because he's going to say how great Stallone is, and then Stallone's got to be like he's got to go up and shake his hand, he's got to make some comments about how what an honor it is, and thank you, President Trump, and this kind of upsets a portion of his fan base because. They want probably – they would prefer – his fan base that hates Trump would prefer he decline and be like, you know what? If Trump is offering to me, he could stick it where the sun don't shine.
Right. Yeah, but you think Stallone has more of those people in his audience? Do you think Stallone gives a fuck? He's like, I'm Rocky. He's like, I don't give a
I'm
fuck
fucking
what you
Rambo.
Say. Yeah, like what the fuck do you think I care what you think?
You think – They don't – there's not thought put into
– I don't think Rocky gives a fuck whatsoever.
Rocky Balboa, but we're talking about Stallone, though.
I don't think Stallone cares.
Really?
What could anybody do to him?
Well, they could not go out and see and support his next project.
He's on a hit show. Fucking, he's on Tulsa King. For yeah. Like four
seasons
they
could be like – the producers would be like, you know what, Rock –
You can't.
You went and accepted that award. You know, we're writing you out, or you're being recast.
You can't live your life going around being like, people might be mad at me for this. You just can't, man. Because yes, people are going to be mad about it. But some people will be mad. Some people will never watch Tulsa King again.
As long as he can make it's all fucking. It's all scam. As long as he can make anybody a dime, Hollywood will be like, let's do it, Rock. Like that's just the way it is. Like they could say anything they want to say, but
that's not true though. There's some people that have said some things that were making money for Hollywood, and they became, you know, persona non grata.
Who?
What's her name? Gina Carano from the Star Wars.
Do you mean the woman who just fucking settled the lawsuit with Disney and got paid off, and they said we're going to look for opportunities to work with her? I mean, that shit happened to her in the fucking hottest of the fever that gripped this nation.
I don't know. I do think, though, that artists have to be more calculating, have to take into consideration the world we live in.
Sure.
About what awards they accept and who they want glossing their – polishing their knobs. Because if you get polished – if your knob is only being polished by one side, then you're losing half the country then.
You might be underestimating the ego and narcissism that's rampant in that fucking industry. That's like an award? Yes.
Polished knob?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I mean, it was impressive, though, that they demanded the original lineup and Kiss caved.
Kiss caved.
Yeah. Is there anybody else who could get them to do that? An amount of money, maybe?
I don't even think there's money involved in this. I mean, maybe they're back in the limelight for a night or two, and you'll see an uptick on purchases of their music online for a day or two. But by the following week, you know, it'll be right back to normal interest levels of Kiss, which are at this point not too high. You know, nobody really refers to them as a current band anymore, I don't believe.
Yeah, like if you ask the average person, is Kiss still together, they wouldn't know.
Right.
Even I wouldn't know because they're not touring anymore, right?
And you should know because you're fucking on a Kiss pod.
I was on a Kiss pod, yeah, but I can't remember if they're still together or not.
No, they did the last show, you know.
Yeah, supposedly the last show, yeah.
But they're supposed to do something special for this Kennedy Honors thing. They might.
You think they'll get together for one night, those four?
I think they might perform a song. I think Trump, you know, and again, don't hate me, but – if anybody can maybe
don't hate me for mentioning the president
of the United States, it's somehow our fault.
But if there's one guy that can make Kiss perform a song with the OG lineup,
It's him.
So far, I mean, it looks like he's gotten them together now to agree to come.
Yeah.
Is it that crazy to think they're not going to perform a song together?
He's going to get that Nobel Peace Prize, man. He's going to get it.
Or
just for the kiss thing.
Or an honorary Grammy.
Or give it to himself.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton said that if he was able to bring Russia and Ukraine together, if he was able to end that war, that she would nominate him for the award.
Wow.
Mm. You know who Biden nominated when he was in office to the Kennedy Honors? You know what band?
Yeah, who?
The Grateful Dead.
Jesus Christ. What a lame-o.
It's another very popular multi-fucking decade-spanning band.
Q, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Jerry Garcia ever spit fire?
I don't think he did.
Did he ever spit blood?
Did a lot of drugs.
He might have spit blood at one point. Yeah.
Did he ever prance around in snake boots?
I mean, possible.
No, I think you'll go. He did not. I think he wore a fucking tie-dye t-shirt with a fucking beer belly.
Yeah.
And
you don't like that?
With an unkempt beard that made get him fucking snicker.
Yeah. he got laid a lot, though, man.
Gene? More than Gene?
Probably more than Gene.
No fucking way!
Hasn't Gene been married for like.
But Gene has had 70K.
What does that mean?
70K fucking bed count.
Who said that? Gene?
Yes.
Yeah.
On right. Oprah.
There's nothing on Oprah that's been untrue.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not saying Jerry didn't, but come on though. If you're
Jerry
talking
had like
about
like hophead hippie chicks, like fucking following around the nation for decades.
PU.
Yeah, still though. Even if it stunk.
PU would fucking armpit hair.
Kiss fans are fucking known for their.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking big, all that fucking hairspray and yeah. Spandex white pants. Yeah, big
you're
ass
selling
jiggling.
Me. You're selling me.
I would think, yeah. I mean, if I had to have
big
to guess.
Ass jiggling.
You know no deadheads can fit in fucking spandex
that's
pants.
That's not true.
Get the fuck out of here.
They're
almost
like, hot hippie chicks.
Those real thin hippie chicks.
They're wearing
chicks,
fucking
yeah.
Tie-dyed sundresses to fucking not –
easy for
sure
Jerry to get right off.
To make sure you can't see any outline of a fucking figure.
I don't know about that, man.
That's not the, at least that's what I saw when I went to the Grateful Dead concert. Deadhead – oh, my God. You're not wrong, Walt. Gil was pulling up pictures on Facebook of deadhead women, and
you know what?
But I mean, if you were to pick up
well,
chicks,
pull up
like,
Kiss fans,
Kiss fans from
pull up older, 70s older. Kiss fans.
Well, then pull up 70s fucking group, not fans in their 70s.
Oh, they even got the makeup on.
Gene fucking bedded Cher, Diana Ross.
Who told you that?
I saw the pictures.
What pictures? Gene
of them
said
on
this.
Dates.
All right. Let me
I
see
had
those.
The, okay. I had the fuck. Okay. I ripped out the pictures out of 16 magazine and put them on my wall.
All right. Let me see.
Gene on a date with Diana Ross.
Let me see. I want to see these pictures. I believe you.
Get him?
I want to see. He's doing it right now. It's not that I don't believe you. I just want to see
yep,
it for myself so I can
I
understand.
Had. Yep. He's covering his face.
Okay. Diana
Why
Ross.
Why is he covering his face?
Because he's fucking smiling because he just got a fucking.
Oh.
He just got
right.
a crack at fucking Diana.
All right.
She is fucking beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Maybe not in that photo, but generally she's beautiful. Yeah.
Then Cher and then Shannon Tweed.
Man, Cher, man. I mean, Shannon Tweed, absolutely, 100%.
You're not impressed with Cher?
Of course I am.
All right.
I mean, Cher's one of the all-time greatest bodies on that ever walked the stage, I would say, no?
Greatest hair?
Whoa. Really?
You don't
she
think?
She looks – I've always felt – I've always – this is interesting because I've always like – I don't get –
Really?
I don't get Cher because she her body is literally like I have more curves than fucking
Q likes Colin Reedy.
Let me see this.
She is so skinny. She has no curves whatsoever. Cher.
Yeah, that doesn't mean
but
that
if I can
but
turn back
different
time.
Flavors of
turn
hot.
Turn back time. I mean,
well, turn back time. First of all, she looks fucking awesome, and but two, she's also I wonder how old in that.
But she never really had any kind of curvaceous. Dangerous curves. And she was kind of a plank.
Do you remember? I know you do.
That doesn't look like a
she's
plank.
She's pretty. Yeah, she's very pretty, but.
Dude, show her on the Sonny and Cher show when she was wearing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. But the body, though, she got butter body.
She does not have butter body. Her stomach was like famous for being one of the fucking.
Yeah, it's completely flat, but so is the backside too, though.
I disagree.
She looks good in that picture.
She
looks
fucking fantastic.
She does, but.
You just don't like that flavor. It doesn't mean that it's not hot. She's got a nice little butt there. What are you talking about?
There's.
There's a picture with Don Knotts.
And Don Knotts. You could transpose each head over on either body, and I wouldn't be able to tell you which was the right body.
I couldn't disagree more, man.
She's beautiful. She is.
I think her body's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But look, I get Shannon. But look, Shannon Tweed is, you know, a fucking whole different category. Like, what? Look at that one right there, man.
What, the butt?
The one on the left there with the tattoos. That looks great.
I think that's a fake butt right there.
Oh,
that's
come
a
on,
stand-in.
Man. You can't just make every accusation to support whatever you think at the moment. Like, it's a great looking ass.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
This would have been in the late 80s, early 90s. We went over to the PNC Center with the Rec Kids one time.
Okay.
And it was like a variety show almost.
Oh, that's right.
And there was a Cher impersonator there dressed. It was dressed like that, right?
A dude.
Yeah, it was a dude. It was a drag queen.
Okay.
Dressed as Cher. And everybody, before they realized, like, oh, look how hot she is.
Yeah, we had not been exposed to the world of fucking drag queens in the late 80s. Right? So everybody was like, got their tongue, you know, picking it up off the floor. And then all of a sudden he pulls a wig off and we're like, oh my God.
Get your tongue
you're
back.
Gay, you're gay.
You're all gay. It's like a circular firing squad. Gay. 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 Shannon Tweed in her prime was.
Can you pull any of your strings maybe to get us to go to the Kennedy Honors and maybe see Kiss together? Because you didn't take me the last time you went to see Kiss. You took Sunday. Was there a chance I could maybe be a plus one?
I'll see what I could do. Okay. I'll see what I'll make some calls.
Okay.
I like how you say us and then it's a plus one.
Oh, man. Shannon Tweed, dude.
She's a very pretty lady.
Yeah, she sure was.
She's still alive.
No, I don't know what she looks like now, so.
Very similar.
Oh, then great.
All right. Let me get on these ads, boys. Wait a second.
Mountain Dew?
Please show off the products on video. Well, that's not going to happen. Sorry. Oh, my God. It's just like the way this is written. It's definitely – talk about how annoying it is that all your devices have different charging cords. Your phone, your headphones, your watch, your Kindle, all different.
Mm.
Honestly, it should be illegal. How is it that
I'm trying to pass that law.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're working on it? Karen's law. I don't like this either. How is it that we have AI robots, but we still have to travel with 5 cords tangled up in our bag just to keep our devices alive? Well, those days are over, thanks to Ridge. Just like Ridge revolutionized the wallet, Ridge has now changed the game for portable charging. Ridge's 5-in-1 travel power bank has built-in cables and lets you charge all your devices at the same time with just one power bank and no extra cables. MagSafe wireless charging, Apple Watch charger, Lightning, USB-C, every way you need to charge all in one premium device.
And they don't have any cords?
I think it's one it has cords, but I think it's like one device with a whole bunch of like little cords sticking off of it. I don't see a picture here, so I'm not exactly sure.
Can
you pick it up?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't I see this in a rest stop for like $6?
You might have, but it's not going to be this quality. And you don't even know. Like, this might be $6. Right, I'm not even sure. Oh, look at that.
That's
heavy duty.
That's not $6.
No, that's not $6.
Okay, all right.
It's well made, though. Look at that.
You're right.
It's got a screen on it.
The one at the rest stops, you know, they fucking break and they corrupt your devices.
Yeah. they come with viruses.
They come with viruses.
These don't. Ridge don't.
Not the Ridge power bank.
Virus free.
Wow. Why they're not going to send us one of these?
I don't know. I'll get them too. I'll get them too. I'll get some for us.
The black, please.
Black you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they have a pink, I'll take the pink.
Black, pink. All right. I'll take green. I'll talk orange. To Mary Beth.
You're,
there you go.
You have enough masculine mojo to pull off pink. I can't yet. I got to go black.
Yeah. No.
I put a pentagram on it too.
Yeah. Now you're talking. All right. A pink pentagram?
With 20 watts of power, it charges your phone as fast as it possibly can. And with 10,000 mAh capacity, I don't know what that is. Wow. But it sounds like a lot.
That's more than volts, bitch.
Yeah, I know, right? You've got – what is it?
Milliamp
milliamp hours, says Gidim. You've got up to 3 full phone charges in your pocket. It has MagSafe compatible wireless charging, so you can keep it magnetically attached to the back of your iPhone.
Dope, man.
It doesn't look like an iPod?
It does look like an iPod.
It does, yeah, with the circular fan, man. I want one of these.
It comes with a fan?
It says you can magnetically attach it to the back of your iPhone if you want some permanent extra juice.
Oh, I got to get me one of these. Even if you can't get us one, a comp one, I'm buying one.
All right. I'll get the comp ones. Don't worry.
I'll pay for it.
Really? Beyond $6. The newest iPhone just dropped, so make sure you pair it up with a power bank that actually keeps up with it. And like everything Ridge makes, it's built to last with free shipping, 99-day risk-free trial, and a lifetime warranty. This is the last power bank you'll ever need.
Look at
they
that.
Got Matt Olive. They got Basecamp Orange. They got Matt Black. Do they have pink?
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't have pink.
I was a wish list item.
Okay. They come with an LED charge status indicator, integrated kickstand, and if you don't already have a Ridge wallet, you should. Slim, modern, RFID blocking, and built to last. It's the last wallet you'll ever buy. I love mine. I have used it for years and years and years, and it's never let me down.
Oh, this is a wallet too?
No, this is the same company that makes the wallet, the Ridge wallet, yeah. But this is their power bank. This is their new product. One thing to pack, 5 ways to power. You can find Ridge's power bank at the Best Buy, or the listeners can get 10% off at ridge.com by using code TESD at checkout. Just head to ridge.com and use code TESD at checkout, and you're all set. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them Steve Dave sent you. Okay.
You want one, get him? I'm going to buy you one.
Oh, thank
you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Use that code TESD.
Mm-hmm. What color, get him?
Orange.
I don't think you could pull off orange. I'm going to get you black, too.
You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home, but this summer they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger. HelloFresh has doubled the menu. Now you can choose from up to 100 options each week, including seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world. Dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied. Healthier. Feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with the new veggie-packed recipes that have 2 or more veggies and tastier. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's 3 times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost. Discover seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit to corn on the cob and more.
I tell you, when I was on the boat forced to eat all that fucking nasty ass food.
Mm-hmm. You're wishing you had some HelloFresh?
I was
Fresh.
Like, oh my God, I can't wait to get off this fucking boat and get to my HelloFresh.
Yeah, it's waiting for you at home. Yeah. Yeah, those cruise ships, their food isn't the best. It's sort of like cafeteria food almost, right?
I would say, yeah, it's a kind of one kind of texture.
Yeah.
Everything just kind of looks the same, feels the same in your mouth, and it changes your it changes the way you go to bathroom for a couple days, too.
It could be rough on a ship. Yeah, I know. It could be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
91% of customers say they feel healthier eating HelloFresh. 9 out of 10 say dinner is more delicious with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the easiest way to cook dinner and America's number one choice for home cooking. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/TESD10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life. 1 box per with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only, varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/TESD10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life.
You want a Stay Fresh meal package? Get them. I'll buy it for you.
What color do you want it?
We're gonna have to put in a special request. No pork, though.
Got all kinds of...
Not for religious reasons.
Sports news.
Just because Gidim and pork don't mix well. It's like a nitroglycerin thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Who's the fart guy now? Yeah.
So we have some sports stuff, Q.
Sports.
We got the new Vikings cheerleaders. I'll let you guys decide what we talk about.
Okay.
The kid who was tackled by Padres security.
Padres security tackled the kid.
Yeah, or... the new college, I think, football player who spells his name K-N-I-G-G-A. Have you seen this guy? I think it's Kanika.
Let's hear that.
You want to hear about Kanika?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say that I want to see the cheerleaders.
The male cheerleaders?
Oh, I didn't know it was a male cheerleader.
Gotcha.
Oh, boy.
It's just like that fucking Cher concert all over again that we went
to. Who's doing this? The Vikings?
The Vikings, yeah.
Who asked for it?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
But there's a history, though, of male cheerleaders.
There is, but they don't act as femme as these guys do. Like, these guys are acting like females out on the cheerleading.
How does someone act like a female cheerleader?
Well, you should know.
when they're all jumping around doing their stunts and stuff, who's to say this one is more feminine than another one?
Well, I'll tell you
in
one second.
One.
As soon as we see it,
there's no way. When you're, like, jumping around and catching people, you can't have – you got to be fucking ripped.
And how are football fans handling this?
Pretty good backflip.
You can't do backflips in a feminine way.
Oh, boy. That's
– oh, come on.
That's rough to watch.
This is why your masculinity is taking a hit, because you think this is the kind of shit that's masculine. Oh.
Because it takes a lot of fucking body strength to do what this guy's doing.
Oh, dude. This dude is in fucking 100 times better shape than I've ever been in my entire life, okay?
Oh,
that
yeah.
much I agree to.
Yes.
That doesn't mean he ain't prancing around on the field looking feminine, and Vikings fans don't like it, evidently.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, you think these guys like it?
I don't think your average
NFL guy.
I'm telling you right now, as long as the Vikings have a winning record and make the playoffs, Viking fans don't give a fuck about
this. How are the Vikings? Are they good?
They were good last year.
Were they?
Yeah. They were a playoff team. They got bounced in the first round.
Everywhere. Vikings face backlash.
But they're doing the same exact moves as the female cheerleaders.
Right.
They're just doing cheerleading moves. Not male or female.
Well, no, moves. I didn't say that the moves were male or female. I'm saying they're doing the same moves as the female cheerleaders, same exact moves.
But that's what – if you've ever seen male cheerleaders
in
high school.
Come on.
All right, dude.
Come on.
This is what a cheerleading means. How would you do a masculine move cheerleading?
Male cheerleaders are normally the guys that pick up the smaller cheerleaders toss them around and stuff. That guy's not fucking picking up anybody.
That guy's like fucking
90 pounds.
The more I watch this, the more on board I am, because this is going to fucking drive people insane.
It really is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm all for it. Do they sell t-shirts with this guy on it? Because I want one.
They're really focusing on him. There's two new guys, but they're just focusing on that guy for some reason.
Oh, my God.
I think if you did any investigation of male cheerleading in the sport, you'll find that there have been male cheerleaders since the 50s.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not denying male cheerleaders.
Okay, so
not
why
at all.
Does this one upset you then?
I'm not upset.
Well, you brought it to the table. You want to talk about it.
Yeah, because they're facing backlash, and it's two guys on an all-women's team.
Why do they have to be a certain – why do they got to give them a prop?
I'm not saying there shouldn't be. Look at the fucking guy. Come on. He's in a dress with pom-poms. You're telling me that's a fucking male cheerleader? No, go back.
Shorts or skorts? I think they're skorts, which is okay.
Look at that.
I'm loving this.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care about football or marriage male cheerleading. I'm just saying that is fake outrage, though. What, I'm fake outrage?
No.
This is fake outrage.
Yeah, the social media. Because
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I guarantee you Minnesota Viking fans do not care about this. If they go and win the Super Bowl this year, they will never allow them to not have male cheerleaders.
Yeah, because they're a bunch of like superstitious fools.
Wow.
Or open-minded.
How is being like, we need the gay guys, otherwise we'll lose? How is that not being superstitious?
This is shit.
You don't know.
This is something.
Why are you jumping to the conclusion
he's gay?
If that
guy is straight, I will lose enough weight to suck my own dick. If you can prove that guy is fucking straight.
He's got makeup on and lipstick.
He's got makeup on. He's wearing a dress.
You've been accused of having eyeliner.
That's right.
Oh, that's true. All right? Right. Yeah, you should be a cheerleader.
For this guy.
Well, I guess the difference is that I don't.
I
mean, that would be the difference.
It's just the accusation.
Yeah. Wow.
I wish the Lions had a male cheerleader.
I'm really torn on this one.
Do the Lions have a male cheerleader?
I don't want to see guys moving like this.
I just don't want to see guys moving like this.
Oh, boy.
Please tell me the Lions have one or more than one.
And yet the Devils had to get rid of the Devils dancers.
They didn't have to get rid of them. They're just so cheap.
Do they just add nothing, though?
And they don't want to be bothered. the hiring anybody cheap. To train them or to do the choreography. The Devils are just so cheap.
I see. I mean, these look like cheerleaders.
But that's
now
the Detroit
talking.
Lions, and I don't see any dudes anywhere, which has got to change.
Why?
I agree. Why? I'm with you, one. I'm on board.
Because
– Oh, you guys are what's wrong with this country.
No, I want to say at this point –
fucking dismantle everything.
I want to see the world burn.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it all. Bring them. Oh, I want to see the world burn at this point. Oh, this is fantastic.
So – these poor cheerleaders for the Lions, though, they have to risk injury because when they jump around and get caught, they are only caught by girls. Well, that girl's
what are you saying? Women can't
up,
so. Catch?
Yeah, that girl's fucking
well,
ripped,
they
man.
Can, but if I'm 60 feet in the air doing my tumbles –
uh-huh.
And I know I'm
66-story building up.
Yeah, you're falling off a fucking.
and I gotta rely on somebody to catch me, or I'll hit.
You don't think a woman can handle it?
Well, I.
Is that what you're prepared to say?
At the risk of sounding
very
like
masculine of you,
a barbarian, I'd rather have a guy.
Yeah.
At the ready to catch me when I land, so I don't turn into a paraplegic.
Sure.
Okay.
And that could be. I hope I don't get face backlash for that. But.
That guy. Is it that guy you want catching you?
I think he's capable of catching
me. You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he'd catch me and then spin me around and
– yeah, I bet.
Lay you down in the sand.
Yeah, I know.
Kiss you as the waves
Here's
crash
a
over you.
Cheer for you.
Oh, I love it. Wow. Who –
when you go see a show, though, a Broadway show, and you see these dancers, these male dancers, are you like, this is upsetting? Or,
no.
But like, so yeah, why is
because it's a Broadway
it's
show.
In a football setting, why does that change things?
You keep
things?
Mistaking I'm upset. I'm not.
upset enough to want to bring it to the table, though.
No, not I wasn't upset at all. I saw the upset about it.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, here's.
Okay, but why do those people then not – feel the same way in a non-football setting?
Because you're on the dancing boys turf when you go to Broadway. You go to football, like that's not traditionally where dancing boys are. I just think that you know, you're allowed to be like, hey man, this previously has not been dancing boys.
Yeah, this wasn't
territory.
The way it always was. Yeah. Now it's this way. And some people might not like it. It's just the way it is. Like you don't like, maybe some guys don't want to see other guys dancing around like that. Even Q here was sitting here saying he's getting uncomfortable watching it.
I didn't say I'm uncomfortable. I just don't want to see it.
Oh, did I say uncomfortable? I meant horny.
But the more, now you're talking. But I mean, the more I watch it and the more I know it's going to upset people, I love it. I love it. I'm all for it.
The poor guy is probably taking it on the chin, huh?
Yeah,
he's probably getting it pretty hard right now.
Makes you wonder if he'll be able to withstand the onslaught of
– if he doesn't go on social media and he doesn't read all the negative shit about him, he should be
look
okay.
How young he is though. You don't think – I think he's probably on social media.
I mean, you know, searching out stuff about him.
Ooh. He's got cowboy boots on in that picture.
Yeah, he looks manly.
Shorts, yeah, but booty shorts and cowboy boots again.
If those are booty shorts, those are not booty shorts.
Okay.
They're just shorts.
Okay.
I'll say this much. I wish I had this fucking physique.
You got to start dancing around. You got to be a dancing boy.
I
got to
prance about.
I mean, you know, you don't want to – it's not the – look, this guy's like living out his dream, you know?
I heard the cheerleaders make almost nothing though. And they have strict regulations that they have to follow to maintain their team status.
Like, yeah, like anytime you see a cheerleader do something a little untoward, they're off the team.
Yeah, no tattoos either.
Oh, really?
Noticed.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Wow, look at this guy.
There you go. Get him. There's a horse in the picture.
He's hanging out. I mean, the guy's
I mean, this is gay bait. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, but again, I'm like, God, this fucking guy's in shape.
I know, man. He really is.
Fuck, look at that physique, Brian.
I know. I was just, how do you do it?
Let's go to a couple of Vikings games is what I'm saying.
Oh, it looked like he had a 97 tattooed on him, so he's probably –
he does have a tat, huh?
Yeah.
I guess that, like, look, yep, like what you're talking about is – it's probably covered during the thing.
I bet you the girls are allowed to have tattoos as long as they can't
see them
under whatever the outfits they have to wear. But if you notice, they don't have anything on their arms or their legs.
Well, he's got one on
his wrist.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, man. Look, I don't want to get in the way of this guy's dream. You know, Sinatra said.
Who would?
Why would you get your kick stomping on the dream?
If the Vikings get off to like 11-0 start, you will see every loud-mouthed.
They're like, thank God for those guys.
Yeah.
All of a sudden be like so happy and so accepting of the male
you're cheerleaders. Right. I bet
they
you're
will.
Right.
They will fall in love and they will.
Okay, now what if it's flip flop?
And they go, oh, 0-11.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy better go into hiding.
It's his fault, right? It's his fault.
that guy better get into the witness protection service of the government because, yeah, he's going to take the blame for all the woes of the Vikings.
Wow. Well, I wish him the best of luck.
Good for him. Get on him.
Get on him, man. If Viking fans don't like it, well, they could just fuck off and not watch it anymore. Yeah.
He's pretty good, I got to say. He's got the moves.
I mean, he's fucking talented play here.
That looks exactly what I saw in Saturday Night Fever, though, these kind of moves, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Those kind of dance moves.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Dancing boys, they belong on Broadway. You can't go to Broadway and get upset.
Nah.
Right, but that's what has to change, though, in football and in sports.
That's interesting. Why? Why does it have to change?
Because as a society, we have to grow and continue to grow and continue to push down old, archaic mindsets.
Well, that's interesting. Let me follow you on that one.
I wish I didn't have two more fucking ads because I'd say tell them Steve did so fucking fast.
I'm curious, like, who gets to decide which archaic mindsets are the ones that go?
Yeah. So money talks then. So you want to get out of the conversation, this uncomfortable position I've put you in. You're between a rock and a hard place.
I want to
right
get
now
out of your bullshit.
And you want to escape and run to your car and drive away as fast as you can.
Turn up my radio so I don't have to fucking think about anything.
Put on some Kiss.
Yeah.
But these ads, you know, you can't – that is not very principled, Brian Johnson.
When the fuck have you known me to be principled? That's on you. Oh, you know what? I was thinking this is a Blue Chew ad, and the 5th year anniversary?
Yeah.
Wood.
Whoa, yeah.
Guys, enter the room dick first. Blue Chew, they're sticking with that. I don't advise it, but, you know, that's what these guys say. Blue Chew just isn't a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave you your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. All right, I'm going to read you a couple of what they have to say.
Mm.
Jack could climb his own stalk on one of these beans.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, you shouldn't fucking bring children's fairy tales into a fucking sex.
It's all about death.
But you know what I'm saying? You know, but like, you know, like, it's not you. This is the ad copy. They sent you that, right? You didn't make that up, right?
I didn't make that up, okay, man.
Let's make sure we distance ourselves.
Should I complain in your behalf?
Distance ourselves. You should not be putting children's fairy tales into a fucking a sexualized, you know, lens. That's weird.
I mean, are you trying to lose this Blue Chew? They're like the one sponsor we've had.
I know. Them and MeUndies are like,
why are you trying to?
Well, all we have to do is just not say fucking fairy tales that are fucking that
I'm gonna
reference
bring,
boners.
I'm going to bring back
and
Hansel and Gretel. I'm going to bring back all kinds of shit next week for Blue Chew. I popped a Blue Chew and now the TSA calls me sir before every pat down. Because you can see
that's
that.
A good one.
Wait,
that,
what?
Yeah,
I don't know
good
about that one, though.
Before you get on a plane, you pop a boner pill?
I guess, yeah.
And you obviously you get aroused when someone's patting you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hello, sir. I don't think that's what they'd be saying.
Yeah, I don't think they would be impressed by that. They'd be aghast.
And they have like, you know, I mean, they don't let like a woman pat you down.
No. Add some mast to the main mast.
That's well, good.
Okay.
My meat telescope saw God and winked.
I like that,
saw
too.
Saw God and winked.
I took Blue Chew and now my reflection won't make eye contact.
Okay. I'm not getting that one, but all right.
That one.
It's not sex anymore. It's a superhero origin story. The Girthinator rises, coming near you.
Oh, I boy. Like that. Oh, I like boy. That one too.
Last time I took one, I sneezed and knocked over a bookshelf. That sounds rather random, that one. And the last one, my junk dropped a mixtape. It's just one bass note for 37 minutes and it slaps.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Boom, 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 that's what we're talking boom, about yeah. right there, Pichu. Guys, this isn't just about performance.
Get the fucking cheerleaders out to dance to it.
This isn't just about performance. This is about legacy or third legacy. Give her group chat something to talk about.
Whoever's writing this fucking deserves a bit of a pay raise. It's very witty.
Does your is your wife in any group chats, Walt?
About regarding
Blue regarding Chew? Your sex life?
No,
I don't think Mary not. Beth is either. No. Give her group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it goes up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And the special deal for listeners, as always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use promo code TESD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Nice.
And then one more. We could bet on the Vikings if we want to. Prize picks.
Is Minnesota like it's like Minnesota Vikings?
Minnesota is a very liberal state.
Okay.
Super liberal.
It's just funny that they're first of all, how are they allowed to still be called the Vikings? I thought we were doing away with that.
I don't think Vikings have the
I mean that's a
stigma
culture.
of let's say the Redskins. I don't think it has the same.
Yeah, but it's still I agree, but
context is way different.
Well, that's interesting. Cuz you would think that stealing from another culture to name one of your teams after them would be frowned upon.
I don't think a Viking is a derogatory term to the people of where were they from? Norway?
Yeah, but still, I mean
Scandinavia.
It's still kind of a cultural appropriation.
It's a tough
no
image. It's a one of they had honor and valor. Vikings, a Viking's funeral. They worshipped heroes.
I see. Very manly culture.
Very masculine culture.
Okay. All right. These chilies are making more sense to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Redskins. I don't know. I don't know if any of the when you hear that word, I don't think of anything other than something ugly. And
why don't they get
like Indians are ugly?
No, the word is ugly.
Yeah.
Like the Cleveland Indians.
Not. I don't know. Chief Wahoo. To me, just the word Indian is fine. I don't know why they had to get rid of the team name. I understand the mascot because it was a character. It was like a. It was a very offensive cartoon of an Indian.
Yeah, yeah. I remember you were being offended by that.
But the Indian name, I could have lived with it if they had kept that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why they had to get rid of that, but
I like how they like the Guardians. I think it's kind of a cool
– The Guardians? Yeah, it's fine. And we got the Washington Commanders now instead of the Redskins.
You know what would be cool is – I'm telling you, the Vikings hired more male cheerleaders, but then they hired like pro wrestler guys. And like they were just in the background just beating the shit out of each other like Vikings while the girls were flipping around.
I do think they do have a guy who dresses as a Viking that struts around on the sideline with like in the pelts and everything.
Yeah.
I do think they do have that. Big giant horns and a shield, a big long beard.
Oh, there he is. Is that him?
Yeah, they do have.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, so.
Looks like the guy from January 6th.
If you. Oh, the shaman? What was that guy's name?
Yeah, the shaman guy.
But so if you're.
Yeah.
If you don't want to look at the male cheerleader, you can just focus your eyes on that Viking then. And
something for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the girls. I don't know which one you're going to, you know, maybe the girls.
I would like to ask them if they mind if I look at them first. I don't want to just. I wouldn't want to just look at them, put my gaze upon them. That sounds like
– with permission, though.
I have to get permission, yeah.
So what's his name? Rangar? Ragnar?
Yeah.
Ragnar the Viking asked for $20,000 a game as a
– I mean you're overshooting your shot there, bro.
they told him no.
Can't they just get somebody else to dress like that?
Like, I would do it for $10,000 a game.
Yeah, right.
I got the beard. I can wear that hat. I got the bike.
You sure fucking could.
I got to grow my hair out, though. He's got long hair like a real Viking. Oh, I could get some. I could get some. Oh, yeah. Like how those hats, like, have the hair.
The mullet.
Yeah. The mullet or the, right the dreads.
Right on. This is all great. Everything's going great.
Then you fucking you take that motorcycle out on the field. You lose control. You fucking run over.
One of the male cheerleaders. They're like, homophobe.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to read Prize Picks because it has absolutely no information on the copy. Right. So
you're not going to read it.
I can't read it. There's nothing on there.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get you next week. We'll get them next week.
Hey, it's Bri. I know we said we were going to wait until next week for the Prize Picks ad, but I have to do it this week. So here we go. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Preseason football is underway and college football is here. So don't miss any of the action this season on Prize Picks. Now I'm supposed to discuss my football thoughts and personal experience, of which I think you know I have none. So instead, Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you could cash in and win up to 2,000 times your money. Prize Picks is also the best way to get action on sports in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Prize Picks put their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinions into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TESD to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Did you see Weapons?
Did not. Good.
I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Almost went to see Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the anniversary.
Oh, was it the original? They put it back down? The original.
I thought that's what it was. I almost went, and then I called beforehand, and I was like, because I wanted to know if it was a DVD or a print.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that it was a documentary about Texas Chainsaw Massacre to get a sneak peek. And I'm like, I think a lot of people are going to be fooled by this.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the way it read was that it was the movie. And that it, like I said, one little part in the fine print, like sneak peek at the documentary coming up.
That'd be cool to go see that. Or the one with Jessica Biel. I'd like to watch that one.
I love the one with Jessica Biel. I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's a cool one. Alien Earth. You guys check that out.
I have.
What do you think?
I like it.
I like it, man.
I've seen some complaints where they're like they're ignoring the canon of Alien vs. – or they're totally ignoring Alien vs. Predator and ignoring some of the canon from Covenant.
People are complaining about these things?
Yes. Okay. Yes. To which like I watched both episodes and I didn't notice any of that shit. Like I guess I'm not as steeped in like the alien lore as
I like that. I watched the third episode last night. Have you even heard of this?
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like it's good. Timothy Oliphant as like the fucking weird synth. Love it.
What's the premise? Aliens?
A spacecraft. This isn't. We won't say anything spoilery. This is all in the commercial. But if you don't want to hear this, like a spaceship crashes on Earth and it's got specimens on it, and they start going a little fucking wild on Earth.
They start getting loose on Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first time Earth has been exposed to aliens?
No, in Alien vs. Predator, they were like in a pyramid under the ice caps or something like that.
I think in Covenant, I think it was Covenant, they also stopped by Earth briefly.
Yeah, but those were the engineers. Not the
engineers.
Yeah. Not the xenomorphs. But I just don't like the kids, like that the adults are acting like kids. After a while, I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, can we stop acting like kids? But I think it's very good. It looks great. And the fucking aliens, there's some cool aliens.
It looks like it has a pretty big budget.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been watching any current TV. Still doing Friends.
Oh, how's it going?
Decided to stick with it, huh?
Yeah. I think you might like it, Bri. There's
really
a lot of gay jokes.
Really?
Gay innuendos and like the Chandler and Joey are always being confused with a gay couple.
Really?
So it's like right up your alley. You like that?
Yeah, I like
stuff.
That.
Go on.
Is anybody mean to them?
Well, they're always being mistaken as a gay couple,
right?
And they don't like it.
Well, they don't. They're just kind of like they kind of feel like Charlie Brown in the moment. Where they don't get mad about it, but they're kind of like, like, why do people keep mistaking us as a gay couple? Because they're walking around with a baby,
yeah,
and everybody in New York thinks that they're a couple.
Okay.
I mean, it's the 90s. So you're not going to get your fucking Chris Rock gay jokes. So
right.
Don't go in there thinking you're going to get like raw fucking Andrew Dice Clay level.
Network television. Yeah, I realize that.
So I don't want to paint a picture that you're like
– Hickory dickory dock. That's what I'm looking for.
This is much more a playful, warm, kind of a wink – at the gay community jokes, you know, and it's just endearing. It's heartwarming.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. South Park's been on fire this fucking season, man.
South Park, I've seen the first
too mean-spirited for me.
South Park?
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking good.
Well, if you hate Trump and you hate Christine Noem or whatever, this is the show for
the
you.
Yeah, they're going after her hard.
I'm just tired of being reminded about the state of the world, though.
The politics
like Friends
of it all.
Feels like an escape from real world shit. And you know, watch South Park, I'm like, oh yeah, everybody hates everybody else.
That's right.
Ha ha ha.
Walt's review for South Park.
Fair enough. Show he hasn't even watched.
But you like it, Kill.
I think it's great this season. Yeah, I think it's been great for a while. I think it's been all the pandemic stuff. I liked I rewatched the Pandaverse episode where like Cartman switches over with a black female version of himself in a universe, and I was reminded how much I liked the black female version of Cartman.
Yeah, she was great.
Because it's exactly Cartman.
Yeah.
Like there's no changes at all. She's just a scumbag. Like they really nailed it. It was so well done. I hope they bring those characters back actually. Which I can't tell, is that the point of the episode? Like
I don't know,
but it was so fucking good. I kind of miss those female versions of.
I always had a lot of respect for South Park, even though I didn't watch it, because they took on Muhammad and everything.
Yeah,
and even though at the risk of their own heads.
Yeah,
Scientology too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean. Not the same thing, in my opinion.
No.
There's a lot more balls.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah. Tell him, Steve, Dave.